morning, everyone.
Morning.
I want to say welcome to all of our friends, community members, organizations, and businesses that were able to join us here this morning. As we always say here in St. Petersburg, the sun is certainly shining on us brightly today. And one of my New Year's resolutions was to make sure that we had a typical St. Petersburg sunny weather day here when our special guest visited us today. Now, we just came from one of our great coffee establishments, Kiowa Coffee. And as many of you know, Sarah and Raphael are truly the embodiment of St. Pete's entrepreneurial spirit. And we want to thank them for hosting us here today. What a perfect way to start the new year with continued excitement and ambition to say we are still in. A city leading the way and taking action to address climate change and working toward clean energy goals in one of the areas in the nation's most vulnerable to the effects of climate change and sea level rise. So first, please know that we are here today because of the incredible momentum and support that this community has brought and all the work that we have done together these last few years to make St. Petersburg a leader on this matter. But there's still so much more to do. And that's why I am so honored to welcome and introduce Mayor Michael Bloomberg to our Sunshine City today. Mike Bloomberg was a three-term mayor of New York City and is a global leader in business. He currently serves as the UN Secretary General's Special Envoy for Climate Action and helps lead two networks of cities focused on combating climate change: the Global Covenant of Mayors, and C40 Cities Climate Leadership Group. Through Bloomberg Philanthropies, he supports a range of climate-related initiatives, including the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign, and has been at the forefront of involving the financial community in climate change, serving as chair of both the Sustainability Accounting Standards Board and the Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures. Now, following the announcement of the planned U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement, Mayor Bloomberg joined with California Governor Jerry Brown to launch America's Pledge, a group of states, cities, and businesses committed to helping the U.S. fulfill its climate agreement obligations. He is also the co-author of the New York Times bestseller Climate of Hope, which you all should read. And it is a climate of hope that he is creating around the world and right here in St. Pete this morning. Mayor Bloomberg.
Thank you, everyone. And Rick, thank you. I'm probably the last New Yorker to show up in Florida this winter. I don't know what took me so long. It's beautiful here and only 41 days left to spring training. Yeah. But I did, when we took off yesterday from New York, fly over Yankee Stadium, and I can just tell you it is very cold there. I'm here with Mayor Kreisman to talk about an urgent challenge facing St. Petersburg and the whole world, and that is climate change. Mayors really can't ignore the risks that we face from climate change because their constituents are already feeling the effects, and they really do expect City Hall to take some action. When someone's child is suffering from asthma because of dirty air, or when their house floods because of a hurricane, they don't call their member of Congress, they call their mayor. And mayors really do understand that cutting carbon emissions is good for their cities. It makes them better places to live and work. Think about it. Energy efficiency saves taxpayers money. Mass transit and bicycle lanes help people get around. Parks make cities more attractive places to live and to work and to raise kids. Reducing traffic improves economic productivity. And all of these steps clean the air, which helps people live longer and healthier lives. And they help cities attract new residents and new businesses and create more jobs. Mayor Kreisman has seen this in St. Petersburg, where the economy is strong and the environment is greener than it has been in decades. Congratulations. He deserves a lot of credit. He is one of our heroes. We had a similar experience in New York City. We were able to cut carbon emissions by nearly 20% in just 6 years, while at the same time creating a record number of jobs. So fighting climate change and growing the economy really do go hand in hand. And that's something that mayors understand, even though the White House clearly does not. When the president said, as Rick talked about, he would pull us out of the climate agreement, hundreds of mayors across the country, including this one, came together to declare we're still in, and they were joined by thousands of businesses and universities and states to pull them together all under one banner. And California Governor Jerry Brown and I created an effort which we called America's Pledge. And as a group, we are determined to uphold America's commitment under the Paris Agreement, no matter what happens in Washington. Yes, sir. Can applaud. To encourage more cities to take bold steps fighting climate change, our foundation has invited the 100 largest U.S. cities to come up with big new ideas for cutting carbon emission. We think that competition really gets the juices flowing and people thinking out of the box and coming up with new ideas. And we promised back then to pick the best of the bunch and provide each of the winning cities with $2.5 million in resources to help implement their plans. We were looking for cities not only with ambitious goals, but also with realistic plans for reaching them and strong mayoral leadership to get the job done. I'm happy to say the response could not have been more positive. Cities all around the country with both Republican and Democratic mayors submitted applications. Originally, our plan was to name 20 city winners, but today I'm happy to announce that due to the impressive quality of the applications we received, we'll be naming 25. And I am now glad to announce one of our winners, in case you haven't already guessed. St. Petersburg, Florida, you've won the city climate challenge. Our team, you should know, Mr. Mayor, we're impressed by your bold goals. In 2016, you were the first mayor in Florida to commit to 100% renewable energy. In the years ahead, St. Petersburg will increase financing models for energy efficiency and renewable energy and make sure low-income areas have better access to solar energy. We all know these are ambitious steps, but I know Mayor Kreisman and his team are determined to see them through, and that's what you really need. You need a leader. You need somebody to go out and not tell people what to do, but to explain to them why there are ideas that either the mayor or his staff or just the public has come up with that really merit being implemented, and convince people to come along. That's what leadership is all about. So let me thank you, Rick, again, for everything that you've done here in St. Petersburg, and congratulate all of you for your winning applications. We look forward to seeing the results of your work to build a greener city in the years ahead. And I can just tell you, as I was a mayor, like you are, and people always want something, and they never want to pay for it. I understand that. And you can never do enough. But I think deep down inside, people really want to do one thing, and that is say thank you for great leadership. And you're very lucky, I think, to have this guy as a mayor. All the best.
We cannot thank Mike Bloomberg, Bloomberg Philanthropies, and their amazing, spirited team enough for the honor of being awarded resources as part of the American Cities Climate Challenge. In addition, I have some people to thank and then share some history and context. So first, I want to say thanks to the many residents and stakeholders who are a part of the journey to help get us to this moment. I also want to thank my Deputy Mayor, Dr. Kanika Tomlin, our great city staff who are here with us today, and for all those elected officials who have joined us here today, and of course, my special thanks to our City Council. Especially Councilmember Darden Rice. Darden, thank you for your leadership on this issue, on the HERS committee, and throughout our city. But a special big thanks, and this is a big thanks, to our Sustainability and Resiliency Director, Sharon Wright. To Alex Hancock, to Cheryl Stacks from our Transportation Department, all of whom have worked so hard to help us move the ball on this important issue, along with all the members of our city team who have had a hand in this. And finally, and this is an important one for Mayor Bloomberg and I, as we love our coffee. I want to thank Black Crow Coffee for being here this morning. It is most appropriate to have them here as they have a zero waste certification and are helping other businesses be more environmentally friendly. So thank you. So now, if you all will indulge me for a moment, some quick history. I was fortunate enough to become mayor of this great city 5 years ago this month. And I'm embarrassed to share this with Mayor Bloomberg that 5 years ago this month, we didn't even have curbside recycling here in St. Petersburg. Our wastewater infrastructure couldn't handle rising groundwater or the inflow and infiltration from heavy rainfalls. Our seawalls were crumbling, there was no Office of Sustainability, no clean energy roadmap, and no greenhouse gas inventory. Little thought had been given to our changing climate, but today, this is no longer the case. We are in the final stages of finishing our first ever Integrated Sustainability Action Plan, and we are now doing all we can as fast as we can to prepare St. Petersburg for the future and to protect future generations. This American Cities Climate Challenge Award from Bloomberg Philanthropies will provide our city team with the resources to deliver real action in the building and transportation sectors, our two biggest sectors contributing to greenhouse gas emissions in our community. The work plan focuses on energy use reduction for city facilities and private sector buildings, scaling up residential programs already in place, like the Florida Sun Solar Co-op and the SELF program for home improvement financing. The work plan will also help the city and its partners to educate and accelerate initiatives in the transportation sector, including mobility options and EV education and incentives. Now, to learn more about this award and the Integrated Sustainability Action Plan, or our ISAP plan, please join us at our open house today at City Hall between 3:30 and 6:30, and then also check on the city's website. Again, thanks to all of you, with special thanks to Mayor Bloomberg for his extensive work with cities on this crucially important issue, and quite frankly, on so many other issues which impact cities and the quality of life that we provide for our residents. So thank you so much, Mayor. Thank you all so much for coming out today.